This podcast replay is brought to you by EJDConstruction.com. Call Eric at EJD Construction at 305-433-4843. They do it all, residential or commercial. EJDConstruction.com is the custom home builder and general contractor you can trust. 305-433-4843.
Oh, yeah, yeah, the Big O, who's very happy with the moves by Chainlink, ApeCoin, Kadena. We follow the crypto market 7 days a week. Anyway, hope you all are doing well out there as we get ready for a little Dolphins and a little Texans. Always appreciate it. Thank you for reaching out. Don't forget to support our amazing sponsors. Hit the like button, okay? And very important to hit that like button, folks, all right? So really, really helps out to hit that like button. By the way, next month we will be giving away two listeners will be winning. All you got to do is go to Instagram and follow our friends NatureBNZ on Instagram, tag a friend, and use our hashtag Big O Radio Show. You and your friend are going to be entered to win a $100 prize pack from NatureB. We tell you about NatureB all the time. NatureB is for me, baby. I take those two golden capsules every single day. I swear by them. It boosts my immune system. It does so much. Plus, they're going to send you other things in that prize pack. And so, and check it out. You and your friend will be entered into that drawing. They'll pick two winners in early December. By the way, we still have a great deal going on right now. You can buy 2 months for $66. You're going to get the third month for free and free shipping. You got to use our code Big O. Go to naturebee.com. You want to boost your immune system? You want to get energy? You want your nails, your hair to grow fuller, your nails to grow stronger, helps with indigestion, helps the creaky bones. Yeah, I mean, plant pollen, the benefits of it are endless, endless. And it's all natural, so it's great for you and great for the kids. So you want some of that natural energy? Oh, and boost immune system in this virus-filled world, by the way. Those two golden capsules will help you out. How about this? My wife's got that nasty-ass cold that messed up her cough. I haven't caught it. Nature B. Nature B. You know, that's what I attribute it to. You know, usually when I get my colds, you guys know me well. Those of you who listen every day, it's because I sleep with fans in my face. And if I leave my mouth open, boom, that's the only time I really get a cold. It's crazy. It really is. 2 months for $66, the third month for free and free shipping. So make sure go to naturebee.com, use our code Big O, and you will get the free shipping and the free month. But go to Instagram and enter on the giveaway, NatureBNZ, tag your friend, and use our hashtag, Big O Radio Show, and you're entered. And they will reach out to you if you win. Burgess says, should Laremy Tunsil be in the Dolphins' Ring of Honor at halftime? I think today in the afternoon at 4:20, you should all celebrate Laremy Tunsil. I think that's how South Florida fans, now that you have medicinal marijuana now in South Florida, those of you that have your card, okay, I suggest that at 4:20, any day or every day, when you do it, I think you just do it in honor of Laremy Tunsil. I think that's a better honor than any stinking statue or Ring of Honor or anything like that, because now you can remember and honor Laremy Tunsil wherever you're at. You're at home, you're at a bar, you're at the stadium. 4:20, spark it up. So that, to me, that's how Dolphin fans all over the world, a Dolphin fan in Malaysia, in Mexico, in Canada, in Portugal, in London, they at 4:20, they can all celebrate Laremy. This is for Laremy Tunsil. Puff, puff, don't pass. We're not past the COVID stuff. Did you see what's going on in China? Holy crap. You could tell that they're the damn problem. Holy moly. Please, don't accept anybody from China. If you come from China, you can't come into this country. Those people are as irresponsible. And they have the serious lockdowns. Like, they lock people down. Like, they've forced them and hide them into their homes for months. and they still have all those cases. Sorry to get like that, but I see that, and all it does is piss me off, because that damn country set us all back. Ruined people's careers and businesses. Look at these clowns. They're still having this problem. It's amazing, dude. Really is. Anyway, I hope we just bring the heat on the defense today. There you go. Get out your gas masks. Damn right. What else do we have here? Don't forget, by the way, to hit the like button. Smash it. Last time I checked, we're over 500 here. Let me see where we at in the like buttons. Come on. Come on. We got 137. Do it for Tua. Do it for Jeff Wilson Jr. Do it for Mike McDaniel. Do it for us. Do it for Sean Stanley. Hit that like button. You know what I also like? I like seeing Solo D do his thing before every game. He is the king, all right? Nobody better than Solo D, okay? We love Roger. Roger's amazing. But we know Solo D is the guy who's been doing it. He's the man. He's the godfather. When it comes to the godfather of Dolphin rap, there's only one. It's Solo D. We got to give it. And Solo, I got to tell you, buddy, this is one of my favorite raps this season. Maybe in my top five all time. Fire away there, Sean Stanley.
Chill. Fans get every day. DWA style. Dolphins with attitude, in case you didn't know what that was. We've been here. Rep for them fans. From beginning to the end. Was on the road, we just hit the bye week. And now we about to come and get it in. Next up, Houston. And we ain't sleeping on them. But we back on a mission like, why do we gonna win? Again. First we started 3-0, then we went 0-3, then we won 4 games in a row. Now them boys feeling rejuvenated, and we trying to win 4 more. Steady moving up in the game like we on an escalator. Pushing buttons like an elevator. Coach Mac drip, came and dripped a little swag on them boys. Now the whole squad play with hella flavor. Feeling ever greater. Fans been waiting for a minute. Now every week feel like Thanksgiving. Yeah, we been eating every week, been competing every week. Dunking on them haters' heads, Blake Griffin. Taking it to Christmas. Playoff berth for my wish list. 5 more teams in the way, I got a hit list. Bunch of playmakers get to make a lot of plays. If we play to our potential, and it's happy holidays. Like, yeah. Rep for them fans. From beginning to the end. From beginning to the end. Was on the road, we just hit the bye week. And now we about to come and get it in. Next up, Houston. Next up, Houston. And we ain't sleeping on them. But we back on a mission like, why do we gonna win? Again. Rep for them fans. From beginning to the end. From beginning to the end. Was on the road, we just hit the bye week. And now we about to come and get it in. Next up, Houston. Next up, Houston. And we ain't sleeping on them. But we back on a mission like, why do we gonna win? Again.
Who that? So low, so low, so low.
Rep from them fans. I love it. I love it. That was absolutely fantastic. I got to say, Solo D, absolute fire on the latest rap. All right. Let's go to another man that knows how to rap. That is Alan Poupart. Yeah, baby. And our EJD construction.com pregame report.
Dolphins fans, time to get insight on your favorite team with your favorite reporter with an Expos hat. Sports Illustrated's Alan Poupart in our EJDConstruction.com Miami Dolphins report, exclusively on a Big O Radio Show.
So let me ask you, do you ever watch every week Roger Morant or Solo D and the raps they come up with every week?
Who? Sorry, there's your answer. No, sorry.
That's it. Okay. All right. Sean, can you pull up Roger Morant a second so he can check it out? Because every week, Solo D, apparently you don't know, but Solo D has been doing this for years now. Every week he comes up with a new rap. And okay. Roger has been new on the scene now, and he's been coming up with a new rap every week, right? And so give Poupart here a little taste of we play it every week because it's fun. It's just fun stuff. Go ahead. Let's hear Roger.
I've seen him before.
Oh, you've seen him before. Okay.
What's up, Fins fans?
Okay, Miami's back home. So give me Solo D now. Give me Solo D. Let me see if he's seen at least a Solo D one. So you've seen Roger. Roger does an excellent job. And then Solo is, he's like the godfather of Dolphins rap. Okay. It, I bet you didn't know that there was a godfather of Dolphins rap. Did you know that?
I did not.
Okay. So this is royalty. When we talk about Solo D, we're talking about royalty here in the Dolphin Nation. So, and then Roger does, you know, a fun rap, whereas Solo D does modern rap. You know what I'm saying? Here we go.
Rep for them fins. From beginning to the end. Was on the road, we just hit the bye week. And now we about to come and get it in. Next up, Houston. And we ain't sleeping on them. But we back on a mission like, why do we gonna win? Again. First we started 3-0, then we went 0-3, then we won 4 games in a row. Now them boys feeling rejuvenated, and we trying to win 4 more. Steady moving up in the game like we on an escalator. Pushing buttons like an elevator. Coach Mac drip, came and dripped a little swag on them boys. Now the whole squad play with hella flavor. Feeling ever greater. Fans been waiting for a minute. Now every week feel like Thanksgiving. Yeah, we been eating every week, been competing every week. Dunking on them haters' heads, Blake Griffin. Taking it to Christmas. Playoff berth for my wish list. 5 more teams in the way, I got a hit list. Bunch of playmakers getting to make a lot of plays. If we play to our potential, and it's happy holidays. Like, yeah, rep for them fans. From beginning to the end. Was on the road, we just hit the bye week.
Ah,
and now we're
about
to come and get it in. Next up, Houston. And we ain't sleeping on them.
Fucking Solo D's awesome, dude. Let me just explicitly say that, okay?
I'm not a rep person, but that was very good.
Oh, he's super creative, and he comes up with the videos too on top of all very, of that. Very cool. Just nut. And he took it easy on the video today. Like sometimes they do way more production into the video and all that, but
Probably because it's Houston. They're like, let's not waste the good stuff. We'll wait till Frisco.
I think he changes it up too, you know, so that's why he kind of gave us that white background today instead. But, you know, he does it every week. And all. I personally think they should have those two guys in the stadium just to have some fun and have those raps in there. I think fans would love that stuff. I mean, that rap right there, dude, that's pro, man.
If you told me he was like a recording Solo D, if you told me he was a recording artist, I'd believe you. That was very good.
Damn right. Yeah. He's that talented, man. All right, so let's get to it. You know, this week, I got the feeling the way he talked about Gaskin, because you nailed it last time, several weeks ago when there was some injury, and you said you thought Ahmed would be the guy, and he was the second guy. I almost get the feeling that it might be a little bit of a carousel between those two guys behind Smith today. Do you get the feeling? Because the way he talked up Gaskin this week, it was something, and he talked about both guys getting opportunities.
No, you mean behind Wilson. Yeah, and Gaskin's one of those guys to me, and I had mentioned Isaiah Ford as being the same type of player where there's nothing special about him athletically, no offense, but they're like really good guys. They'll work hard. They know their place, and they'll be in the league longer than maybe their athletic ability tells you that they should be. Right. And that's the thing. And so, but to answer your question, my guess is Wilson's going to get the bulk of the work. And then when they give him a blow, I think that at first you're going to see Ahmed, then maybe you'll see Gaskin, and you'll see if there's a clear difference between one of the two, then he'll ride that one player. And it's not just how well they do carrying the ball, is if they're asked to pass protect, who does a better job at picking up the blitzers. I don't think either one of them necessarily great at it. But I think it's going to come down to if you're going to get a chance giving Wilson a blow in this particular game, if you're Gaskin or Ahmed, make the most of it, because that's going to earn you more work.
I'm with you there. All right. When we look at this team, so McDaniel is out of the box guy, right? And you try to think what he's going to do, and he's going to do something completely different. Okay, but I'm not going to think out of the box in this one. Most of us aren't. Okay, they suck against the run. Well, you just started getting your run going now. This is another great game to continue to do the run. Is that what's going to happen, or is he going to think out of the box and just do something completely different? And why even throw the ball a whole ton when you don't really have to?
Because maybe that's what Houston doesn't expect you to do. Maybe you focus on chipping Jerry Hughes every single pass play and just let her rip. You know, it's establishing the run is great and all that, but the Dolphins have made their money this year throwing the ball. So I'm not going to be upset if they come out and they throw 35 passes and run only 15 times, and then they win, I don't know, whatever, 38-14 or something like that, and people will be like, well, they missed a chance to establish the run. I mean, okay, you know what? Let's have the offense win. Correct. FSC offense succeed, and however it succeeds, it succeeds. Logic says they should be able to run the ball, but they don't have Mostert, who's a speed guy, in the backfield. So is it as automatic as they were good against the run against Cleveland? Houston sucks against the run, so automatically it's a big game for the running game. No, it doesn't work like that. Logic says they should have some success running the ball, but I don't know that it's just necessarily, okay, we'll call a run play and it'll be 5 yards automatically.
So let me ask you something. They have been outscored 131-73 in the last five games. Their offensive output is 20, 10, 17, 16, and 10 in the last five games. Doesn't that remind you of the offense you've covered for the last 20 years?
Yeah, but here's the thing.
We don't have a franchise quarterback. And you've got to be just a gritty team, and you hope, if this goes our way, and if that goes our way, maybe we can win today, you know, that kind of stuff. This is the life they lived for 20 years with almost every guy they had under center after Marino, that their defense had to be perfect because their offense was going to be imperfect.
It's never been to this level, though. You went into the season. Did anybody expect Houston to be anything but a sucky team in 2022? Okay, and that wasn't
I understand. No, I'm with you. I'm just comparing.
The point I'm making is Houston right now is a whole new level of bad beyond what the Dolphins have been in the past years. And the other issue here is they made a change at quarterback. How much of a difference they're going to make? Who the hell knows? None. But Kyle Allen was playing really, really well the last time he was a starter, which was in 2020 before he dislocated his ankle. And if I'm a Dolphin fan, I would feel, let's say, the level of confidence had Davis Mills been the starter today probably would be 99.7%. With Kyle Allen, let's say, drops to 97.3%. So
Kyle Allen has 21 games in his history. He has 24 touchdowns. He has 21 games in his history. He has 17 interceptions.
Look at his stats from the last time he played. He was a starter. He started four games with Washington in 2020, and he was very good. Okay, that's all I'm saying. And I'm not saying, like I said, I'm not saying he's going to make a huge difference. I'm saying that to me, Houston with Davis Mills in this game had basically zero chance. In this one, they have a microscopic chance, if that makes any sense.
And in today's game, are you expecting any changes on the offensive line with Austin Jackson? And I know that, you know, the offensive line coach told you he's excited for him and all that, and that he was improving and all that, and you know, you shouldn't lose your job to injury, but my God, Robert Jones is playing pretty damn well.
Yeah, I'm gonna say I wouldn't make a change. I'm gonna say it's 50-50, if not a little higher than 50-50, that Austin Jackson winds up starting. Gut feeling.
Wow, that's high, dude. 50-50?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And like I said, I wouldn't do it, but I'm not the coach. They don't pay me to coach.
And that would be, and obviously left guard is what you're talking about, or mm-hmm. right tackle. You're talking about Brandon Schell?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wow, that's a shame, because that kid has actually done a really good job overall. I mean,
he's been solid. There have been some plays where I've seen him get beat pretty quickly off the line, but overall, the whole line was great against Cleveland. To where that's to me is where, why are you messing with it? And this is a team that's got like some major mojo going right now, and it's like, pardon my French, but don't fuck with the mojo. I mean, it's just
that to me, that's where I would disagree with putting Austin Jackson in there. The thing that I talked about throughout the week was I can see a six-man line to short yardage situations, goal line. Let's put some extra beef in there. And then, you know, short yardage, power it in with the fullback and Wilson as your running back. And, you know, you'll get all your short yardage stuff. You know, that kind of stuff I think you can do with Austin adding another lineman there, you know, on short yarded situation. That's what I kind of imagine bringing him in and putting him right next to Shell on those kind of situations. That to me is what I thought of, you know, and I don't know, is that in the history of San Francisco? Do you know that? Does anybody know that? I don't know if he does that.
I believe I saw that last year, actually a couple of times. Without question, I saw that last time with six O linemen.
With San Fran?
With San Fran on a fairly regular basis, actually.
Okay, so then that was my imagination, because one of the things that I do like about Austin Jackson, and look, I got to give him credit. He was showing improvement in training camp and leading into the season. Let's give the guy some love. He was working his ass off. He felt the most confident I've ever seen him when he was, you know, when he would talk to us. He felt really comfortable with himself before that injury. But one of the things that you do love is he has experience at left guard and right tackle. So he can be a really super sub for you right now in two key positions.
No, I don't disagree with you, but like I said, I kind of get, and the other thing too with Jackson, this is a better fit. This is a better scheme for him. It's a better scheme fit for him. And look, Dolphin coaches saw him work, you know, behind the scenes a lot more than we did. You know, we saw what we saw in training camp, and by all appearances, by our untrained eye, to me, he looked like a different guy than he did the last 2 years. And then once practices are closed, we don't get to see what's going on. The coaches do. So the way they're talking about him, it sounds to me like, and of course they're going to be complimentary of every player, but it sure sounds like they were really liking what they were seeing in him. And then if that's the case and they felt he was a good fit for the scheme, then that's part of why I can see them just going, okay, you're ready to go, where conceivably he could have gone against Cleveland. Remember, he was active and they decided, okay, not quite yet. We'll give you, cause now you're going to get 2 more weeks because of the Cleveland game and then the bye, and then full speed ahead with that.
I don't know if when you were on earlier, we talked a little bit about this. Are you concerned at all about this being one of those trap games or any of that? Because I'm from the school of the 3-game losing streak was their wake-up call. It was like, okay, here's life without our quarterback, and we struggled, and we lost 3 games. All right, you know, we had our setback. All right, let's make sure we appreciate this and let's take advantage. I almost feel like they're not going to let up in this game. I kind of feel like they're going to come in kind of hungry for this game. What do you think?
I that's the only thing that worries me about this game is, I mean, these guys are human. They know Houston sucks. They also know they play at San Francisco next week to start perhaps a season defining 3-game road trip.
Yeah. Amen.
So the idea that they could look past this really bad Houston team to me is completely, completely legit. In fact, I asked Mike McDaniel this week, you know, how hard he had to drive the message to his players not to look past this team. And he completely blew it off, as I would suspect he would, because he doesn't even want that thought to be out there. But these guys are human. This is why it wouldn't surprise me, especially that plus coming off the bye. It wouldn't surprise me in the least if the Dolphins are lethargic, maybe first quarter and a half, and then all of a sudden, you know, the talent difference takes over and the Dolphins kind of pull away at the end. But yes, to me, it's completely legit that they could be overlooking this Houston team.
By the way, you just reminded me of something, or not reminded me, just made me think of something when you were saying this. Think about the sway of emotions for the player. The coach won't ever say it internally, it's going to go on. But this week, you're playing the worst team in the league. Mm-hmm. And then next week, you're playing the game that your coach needs the most, mm-hmm. just for all kinds of purposes, because he's playing his mentor and all that other stuff and former team. And then we have several former Niners on this team, all that kind of stuff. Like, holy shit. What a level of emotions going from this week to next week. It's not so much about the road game and the defining games, which you are 1,000% right. But that one San Francisco game, every player in that locker room, if they love McDaniel, like it looks like they do, oh my God, they are going to want to play at an incredibly high level next week. So
absolutely no question. It's like the timing of the Houston game. If there's such a thing about playing a really, really bad team at a bad time, this might be the most dangerous spot they could have stuck that Houston game in for the Dolphins schedule.
That's an interesting, you know, change for this team emotionally overall. They're favored by 14. Would you lay the points? I liked it at 12 earlier in the mm-hmm. week. When it up to 14, I was like, damn, that's just – I think they'll win by more than that probably. They got a good chance, but, God, I wouldn't want to lay 14 points ever in an NFL game, dude. God.
No, I wouldn't either. And then when I did my preview yesterday and where I do a score prediction all the time, I made it 28-13, again, allowing for the slow start idea that I have. To me, it's really tough, though. While I don't like laying 14 points, that's too many for my taste. The idea of taking points if you really don't believe the team has a chance to win, that's also a tough proposition. So that's why that's one of those games where if I'm advising somebody purely for entertainment purposes, I just stay away from that game.
Two things on this question. One, did you see Dameon Pierce be this good at this level coming out of Florida in the fourth round? And two, how much more impressive is it that he does it with no quarterback whatsoever that threatens that defense when everybody knows that Dameon Pierce is the only thing that can threaten you, and yet he's still getting 4.5 yards a carry?
No, and that dude, you knew the dude was physical. I don't know that you knew that he was going to be,
wow,
you know,
alone.
This elusive along with being this physical, because the book on him was like, you want like a blocking back to pick up the blitzer. That's your guy right there. Right. And you knew he had some running ability, but no, I don't think up to this point. And like you mentioned, he's the guy that opposing defense is key on to stop, and he's still going to rush for over 1,000 yards on a really, really, really bad team. And there have been a couple of highlight runs already this year where he's dragging 3 or 4 guys on, you know. Really, really impressive.
Dude, he's been awesome, man. Like, okay, I thought he was a solid back coming out of, but I never saw this player coming out of the NFL draft like that. I know you're a draft Nick. So
and
that's why I asked.
Tells you again, you don't have to spend the first round pick to get a stud running back, you know?
Yeah. Amen to that. All right. What are you going to be working on in game? So folks can go to alldolphins.com and also at Poopart NFL on Twitter.
Well, I broke down the inactives a little while ago. And then as I do every game, I will break down with analysis all the key plays from the entire first half, which I post immediately at halftime as it hits. Then after the game, we'll have the game story. We will revisit the big plays for the whole game and then also come up with the 5 biggest plays of the game. And then if there are other developments that warrant separate stories, we'll be on those as well.
Will you be jamming Solo D and Roger in the background?
I can't say I'll make that promise, but I will say I was very impressed with Solo D.
Damn right, bro. Solo D is always impressive.
True. That was good stuff.
And so are you. Follow him on Twitter at PoopartNFL. And, of course, remember the law. You're not really a Dolphins fan until you bookmark alldolphins.com. That is the law. Just telling you. That's the way it goes. Alan, enjoy the game, my brother. We'll catch up tomorrow.
Sounds good. Have a good one.
Sir, there you go. Alan Poopart, baby, and our EJDConstruction.com Miami Dolphins pregame report.
You've been listening to the EJDConstruction.com Miami Dolphins Report with Sports Illustrated's Alan Poopart. For additions, home remodeling, and custom work, call Eric at 305-433-4843. EJDConstruction.com is your custom home builder and general contractor you can trust. 305-433-4843.
All right. Man, I feel good. I feel really good. It's every week now. Like I can't wait for the game. Like I always enjoy and watching Dolphin football. And I can't, even in our worst of times, I love watching Dolphins football. You listen, those of you that follow me, I watch the preseason games all the way to the end of the fourth quarter, the third game or the fourth game back in the day. It didn't matter. I watch everything. Training camp, mini camps. I follow anything and everything Dolphins, as you all know. East West Shrine, Senior Bowl, Combine. I'm all about the Dolphins. But there's just some, there's that extra sauce It's on top of all of this. You know, I got goosebumps. I swear to you, I got goosebumps because it's just, it's a great feeling. It's a great feeling to know that your team is really good and they have a chance to actually do something. You know what I mean? Instead of, oh, well, you know, if we hold them to this and if we can make a play here and if we can control specialty, maybe we can eke out a victory and all that. Oh, my God. You know, because, you know, we can't score more than 15 or 18 or 20 points. And, you know, the defense has got to be incredible today, this, that. And we drive ourselves crazy with this stuff. Just absolutely nuts. Now we've got the kind of team that can just go out there and get it done, man. And they can dictate the tempo like Marino used to do to some teams, that he could dictate the tempo. Unfortunately, he had a defense that would give up sometimes more points than he could put up, but it wasn't his fault. I can't blame Marino for that. But this team is better, man. We got a better shot. By the way, we're up to 225 likes. Come on, man. We're over 600 right now watching. Get us to 600 at least. We probably could get to 700 because we probably lost 100 and some people or 200 people already in the rotation easily. So the 600 people are, come on, man, do it for the Finns, please. Plus, this gets the show out to more Finns fans. The more times you hit the like button on all of our segments that are out there or the shows or the hours or anything, it gets it out to more people. So when they're searching for Miami Dolphins, they will find our show. So, you know, we can grow and get more things added to this show for you all. Did you see Wasp in Orlando last night? No, sir. I watched the sorry ass Miami Hurricanes last night. I was at Walk-Ons doing the pre and post game show. I really like Shull at right tackle. He was pancaking some good players. Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to be interested to see what happens if Austin Jackson is really the starter. Austin Jackson, by the way, has lined up with the starters at right tackle in pregame warmups. So there you go. Poopart nailed it. He said 50-50, and he was right. That's interesting. By the way, we're going to see how Austin now handles that too. Because now Brandon Shull was doing a good job. I like what Austin was doing, okay? As I said before, I want to commend him because he had improved. But now that you're going to take over, you need to maintain that level of play. So he needs to have a pretty clean game today overall. The good thing is now Brandon Shull can play right tackle, and you have depth there. So that's also really important. He's way better than Greg Little. So it looks like we're going to see Austin Jackson starting for the Miami Dolphins at right tackle. That's a very interesting move when you think of the fact that the other guys played so well. Why ruin the groove right now? That's kind of tough. Coco Gauff is in the house. How about that? Waddle and Coco Gauff hanging out there taking a picture. That's pretty cool. Let me send it to my man Sean so we can put that up with Coco Gauff. That's pretty cool. She's in the house. Let's see. McDaniel, by the way, said about Austin Jackson, he's in a place where he can make plays as an offensive lineman. We are afforded options with his versatility, but as long as there's no setbacks, I think you're going to see some of his best play here soon. Let me add something to the Austin Jackson move now to right tackle that I don't want you to overlook on this. Athleticism is actually very important in this line, in this scheme. And Austin Jackson may be one of your most athletic linemen on the team. He's more athletic than Brandon Shull. So I think they feel they have more versatility with him, like he mentioned, because he's going to be quicker to get to the second level. He's going to be trusted to get to the second level. He might be more trusted to go out and pull instead. And that's the thing, that you might see different things from the line, different guys pull from the right tackle, from the left tackle. Usually it doesn't, they don't really do it with Armstead, but he used to do it with the other big guy. And what's the name of that big ass dude in San Francisco that he's a monster that came over from Washington. Damn it. Now I'm brain farting, but they do it with him. Okay. And he gets out on the open field and oh my God, he's trucking people over. He's like a Peterbilt truck coming your way, you know? And so these are things that I think change the dynamics of it with Austin at that position. Brandon's done a really good job overall, but he doesn't bring the athleticism that Austin Jackson does, which then gives the coach more versatility on what he wants to call. Trent Williams, thank you. Thank you, Moosey. Thank you, Finns in the House. I appreciate you. So I think that that's what they're thinking, that what they love about Austin Jackson is his athleticism besides his ability. And not every lineman brings that. But in this scheme, they want you to, they need you to have athleticism in most spots. And that's why I think he's there. Okay. And that's why I think he, and folks, it's almost unfair for a man to lose his job because of injury. And Brandon Shaw had done a really good job. Now, if he's playing at a Pro Bowl level and all of a sudden you found your right tackle of the future, even though he's 30 or something, then I can understand that you, oh, well, we can't bring Austin Jackson back. This guy is grading out like the best lineman in on the team. And all that wasn't the case. He was playing well, but not to that level. So I think that that's why you're doing this, you know? Terrible decision to leave Shell out the line. We're playing so well. Why change it? Vanguards of manhood. Let me ask you something. Are we talking about idiots? Are we talking about Flo and the boneheads that he had? No. We're talking about people that actually know offensive line play and all that kind of stuff. There's Waddle with Coco Gauff, man. She's at the stadium. Nice job. Like it. There you go. Everybody wants to Waddle, dude. Waddle is such a likable guy. You know what I'm saying? That is fantastic. Classy kid, man. What a draft pick. Thank you, Laramie Bong Mask Tunsil. Holy moly. What else do we have here? I don't think there's any other big storylines outside of now Austin Jackson going to start at right tackle. Oh my God, Stephen Ross is on the field. No, Stephen, get away. Get away from the team. You're bad luck. What else do we have? Bears are starting Nathan Peterman. Trevor Siemian hurt his oblique in warmups. Oh God. My man got injured in warmups? That's bad. That is bad. Moosey, thank you for the love on the super chat. He says, need to pitch in and get you that Darth Cater poster. No, I got the Darth Cater poster. I already got it, Moosey. You don't need to pitch it. You did already with the super chat, and thank you. But they took care of me, okay, overall. So I just and if you haven't seen, let me do this for you guys just in case. Because I'm not exactly sure. The Backroom Collection, it's called the Backroom COL2, is the site. Let me send Sean the Darth Cater poster. Let me show you guys, because you can buy this Darth Cater poster from them, okay? Like I did. So check this out. I'm gonna show it to you. Backroom Collection on Twitter. On the address is the Backroom COL for collection 2. Okay. The Backroom COL 2. And we're going to show you the Darth Cater poster that I'm getting. And you all should get it. I mean, you should actually reach out to the Dark Room, the Backroom Collection, and get Darth Cater. It's a freaking cool poster. I had to get it. I mean, how am I not going to get it? By the way, Darth Cater started following me on Twitter. And thank you, Darth Cater. Yes, Cater Kohu following us on Twitter. And I guess, you know what I think? I think somebody sent him the video
that I put out when he was doing the saber thing, and I showed everybody that he was doing saber. Some of you idiots thought he was doing like a seat belt, I think it was. It's like, what the hell would he be? Why would anybody do a seatbelt thing? What was that? Would you? Oh, you locked him down on the seatbelt? Is that what it is? You locked him down? You kept him safe? No, dude, you put your saber away because you eliminated his ass.
Seatbelt. And I think Cater got a whiff of that whole thing, and that's why he followed me, because that thing went viral and people were retweeting it and all that kind of stuff. It's there on my timeline somewhere now, because I think that was like 2 weeks ago or something. So you'll have to scroll down a little bit to do that. But look for it today in the game. When Cater makes a play, he'll put away his saber. It's awesome. It's one of the best celebrations out there. Do we have the poster yet, Sean? Because I want to show them the poster of Darth Cater and see if we can pull that thing up. Because there it is.
How'd
there
you send it?
Did I send it email? You didn't get it? You didn't get it, bro? I'm sorry. I thought I sent it email. My bad. Let's see.
I just got it.
Oh, you got it? Okay. All right. There you go. I just resent it anyway again. But I want to show you all the Darth Cater poster. And again, the Backroom COL2 on Twitter. And then you can check it out there. And I'm sure they have their website, which is backroomcollection.net, basically. That's where you're going to hear it. And then you can see all the different kinds of posters that they have. They have Tua posters and stuff. He does a really good job with designing those posters. Okay. So check it out. You can get poster or canvas, different sizes. It's a beautiful thing, man. They do a really nice job overall. So excellent job by him. Let's see what we got. Feels so good that our team is fun, electric. Some of us have been suffering with them for a long time. Well, we've all been suffering for a long time. There's the Darth Cater poster. Is that badass or what? Are you kidding me? How do you not want that in your sports room, your bar, your office? How in the hell do you not want a Cater Kohu Darth Cater poster? And, you know, me being the Star Wars geek that I am, that's the crossover that I can't avoid. I have to get that. I had to get that poster. I didn't get canvas. I got poster, by the way. But I would imagine the canvas might look pretty cool too. Okay. Let's see. Buddy Ryan's farts were probably the worst. Why are you guys talking about farts? Fart all you can. Okay. I'm not exactly sure. There are a few fans reporting that the field at Hard Rock is looking a little rough after the Canes game last night. Well, I mean, you know how many those kids were crying last night. They must have, you know, the field must be all soaking wet and stuff, and it must be all out of shape. What a shame, you know? So I can see that. I can see where the field might be a little rough. They played last night. You know, it's like my voice, rough, because we're on last night. I want to say something because I think it's actually, you know, really cool to see how the O-line has settled in. And it'll be interesting now with Austin Jackson manning the right tackle spot. But Robert Hunt has turned himself into a player. Connor Williams has settled in as, what is he, like fourth or fifth rank center in the NFL. Robert Jones is also doing very well, grading out very well. Teron Armstead obviously has done an excellent job. This has been a problem for 20 plus years. The inconsistencies on the offensive line. There were moments with the unicorns, as Omar used to call them, and the three guys, whenever they were healthy,
you were a pretty good line because they were three pretty good linemen, obviously, you know? And so it was something that helped them out along the way that year, but it's not something that has been year in and year out. And they've really needed that offensive line expert. And with Frank Smith, with Applebaum, and with Mike McDaniel, you have three people that have a understanding of offensive linemen that just, they've never had that here. They've never had a conglomerate of guys. It's usually one guy. You know what I'm saying? This is three different men that are contributing to all of this and in different ways. Because while Frank Smith might be thinking, you know, of the technical part for the offensive lineman, just like Matt Applebaum is, right? Well, Mike McDaniel is thinking about it in the offensive mind's place of what he needs his linemen to do so they can coach it up. So it's different points of views. So you have a coach that understands all levels of the offense. And so he has a way of communicating to his coaches what he needs his linemen to do in order to make these plays work. And then you have the technicality of Applebaum and Frank Smith working on these linemen. And I think that that has really helped out. And apparently, they also do it in a way where it's very teachable. And they don't complicate things for guys. And I think that that's also very important because when they line up, you want them to know their assignment. You want them to have conviction on what they need to do. If there's any questions or any doubts or any concerns about what you need to do or where you need to go because you're confused, because there's so many options for you, then that becomes a problem because all of a sudden now you're thinking too much. That slows everything down. And they do a great job of kind of breaking it down and keeping it simple for them so they can be effective. And that's what's really changed with the offensive line, man. I've been so impressed with the improvement of that offensive line. And now we'll see what happens with Austin Jackson at right tackle. Awesome. Remember, folks, you can make a donation through Cash App or Venmo at Cash Big O Show. That's Cash Big O Show. Tommy, you're asking me for a score prediction. I'm going to go Dolphins 34. Texans 12. I think they're going to kick their ass. Not that I would lay the 14 because that's just too much, but I think they're going to kick their ass. A fan mentioned that Tua slipped in one of his warm-up sessions on the field. I don't know. Whatever. Not worried about it until you show me that he's injured. Ken says, you are legend, Big O. Manning the Canes pre and post game show till 1 a.m. and now doing the same for the Finns today. We try, my brother. We try. Not easy. Not easy. I'm hurting, man. I know today is Dolphins game day, but ASU just hired Oregon's offensive coordinator and head coach as head coach. They didn't want Broyles Award winner. We'll give them Gattis if they want, bro. Are we keeping Mostert out for precaution or overall? I think it's a little bit of both. I think if it was a playoff game, maybe he would suck it up. But why force it against the Texans? You don't need to. Plus, Wilson's playing so well. So, no, it's not needed. All right. Rusty says, praying for a nice, relaxing day of watching the Dolphins, cruising to a victory. No drama, please. Let's see. What else do we have? I don't know if we have anything else coming in from the stadium. Let me make sure what we got here for you all to make sure there's nothing new and nothing breaking Dolphins-wise. Nope. That's it. Just Austin Jackson starting at right tackle. Nothing else. Nothing else is really that big. Raheem Mostert's out. And Teddy Bridgewater is out. So it looks like Skyler is your backup. I like that. Oh, I forgot to tell you about that. Damn it. I knew I forgot to say something. This is the kind of game
And I before I even found this out, I wanted to talk about this. I have a note here on that, and I didn't get to it. This is the kind of game that you can get Skylar Thompson some more playing time. If somehow you can focus, play the game the right way, dominate it, by the end of the third quarter, you can have Skylar in there playing the fourth quarter. If you've got a comfortable lead, maybe playing the last 8, 10, 12 minutes of the game, maybe not the whole quarter or something like that. But that is one thing that I forgot to mention. I have a note here on that, that I was hoping that you would have Skylar active instead of Teddy. Now, Teddy obviously must have something, but because playing Teddy filling in, you know, at the back end of a game does nothing for you because there's no future with Teddy. But with Skylar, there's a future. And every moment that you get to play Skylar and give him more playing time, one, you get him better. Two, you showcase him to the NFL. And three, prepares you to have your backup quarterback better in every situation possible. So that's the other thing that I want to look forward to today. If somehow or another you can take care of business, no drama, they blow him out. Fourth quarter, we see Skylar Thompson get some important playing time for himself. So important that the people in Houston are going to go, shit, they got that guy in the seventh round. He's better than everybody we have. So that's the thing. This is the idea of doing the Matt Hasselbeck thing, that you now showcase him every offseason in the preseason, and eventually somebody says, hey, we'll give you, and then Chris Greer says, yeah, second rounder, come on, you know, that kind of stuff. Again, what GM in the history of the Miami Dolphins drafts your starter and drafts your backup 2 years later? Just think about that. Think about that front office. That's a badass front office. All right, we're out of here. We'll see you guys the second the game is over. We're on. When it's the clock ticks zero, that the show kicks off. We'll get the reactions. We got Joe Shad and Marcel Louis Jacques with reactions post game straight from the locker room. We'll get any of the info from Mike McDaniel or Tua also out to you. We'll keep you in touch with everything as always and give you the best coverage of the Miami Dolphins like we do every single day. No platform on the planet does a better job of covering the Miami Dolphins than we do. Way better than any radio station and any other platform on the planet. Y'all be good out there. Go Dolphins. We'll see you on the post-game show right here on the EJDConstruction.com Miami Dolphins pregame show on the Sports Talk 305 Network.